I think overall, we were not ever so surprised. It's a little bit disappointing to go down rather than up. But overall, the direction of travel is much higher. I mean, we almost doubled our numbers the year before. So I think in 2023, a number of American visitors in particular had vouchers and things left over from the COVID period. There was a lot of kind of pent-up travel demand that came in that year, and we saw that. So that's fallen away a little bit last year. But we still had a very successful year, and this year has started off very strongly. We're just a couple of weeks into the season, but things seem to be, you know, on trend. So we'll be looking at around, hopefully, the 40,000 figure or more again this year.
So would it be almost, you kind of see it as being a victim of your own success in a way, because 2023 went so well for you, then 2024 was always going to be somewhat of an uphill battle. And I guess, like you said, attentions are already turning as well to 2025, to this year already. And I presume you have a number of maybe windows you're eyeing up already where you could do quite well in terms of visitor numbers.
Yeah, so I mean, I think that's right. I mean, we had such an exceptional year in 2023 that it was always going to be quite a bit to live up to that. But we learned a lot that year, and we had a strong year last year. I think we'll hopefully build on some of the things that went well for us last year, so particularly with events. So we're going to start that off very soon. So the first Wednesday of the month, just coming up in April, that's a free day for us, and we're going to put on a little program of events that day. And we invite people to come along. I mean, so many of our visitors are from overseas, which is fantastic, but we really want to engage more with, I suppose, our local visitors. So we have a program of events this year. A particularly big event coming up in May is working with Music Generation, who we've had into the Abbey before. So we'll have hopefully 100 or more children performing in the Abbey Church. And that's in early May. We're just finalizing the details of that now. So those are some of the ways that we'll try to bring more people in. And also with just, I suppose, accessibility for the tour groups that do come in, we're hoping to get a bus bay marked out in front of the Abbey to make that a little bit easier for school groups and bus tour groups to come in and see us this year.